Are you ready to take your business to the next level and make the money you want so that you can create the impact you desire? Then you're in the right place. It's possible to run a successful business built around your life. Get ready for a little bit of tough love and a whole lot of strategy to grow your business without sacrificing your sanity. If you're ready to get out of your own way and step into the role of CEO, then let's go. I'm Amy Traw, and this is the Motivated CEO Podcast. Today's guest is going to enlighten us with so much value and knowledge because as entrepreneurs, so often we think we have a visibility problem in our business. We think we need more eyeballs, more followers, more. But the reality is, it's not necessarily a visibility problem. It's often an authority and trust problem. And today's guest, Ati, is going to tell us all about why authority and trust are crucial to making more money in your business and doing it in a way that feels really authentic. And that is something that I have loved following along on your journey and just the ray of light that you are. So without further ado, Ati, welcome into the podcast. I'm super excited to have you here today.
Thank you for having me. Thank you. I am really excited to talk about authority and trust because this has been so alive in my world lately. So I'm super excited.
I love it. But before we dive in, tell us all the things about yourself, who you are, what you do, and who you serve.
Yes. Okay. So my name is Ati Greenspan and I currently live in Las Vegas, but I'm originally from Argentina. I'm going to give you a very short crazy of my life. I actually came here because I used to be a world champion flair bartender. I don't know if you knew that. I was one of those bartenders that flipped the bottles and like spit the fire. And my first business ever was actually a bartending school in Argentina when I was 19. And my job back at that school was actually when the people would finish, I would ask them where they wanted to go work. And based on, a speakeasy, a restaurant, a high-end hotel, I would actually help put together like what drinks they were going to make, how they should introduce themselves, what clothes we're going to use, their resumes. And recently, I wrote a book and I was like, oh my God, I've been branding people all my life.
Yes. Okay. So back up here for a second. 19. What's the legal drinking age in Argentina?
18.
Okay, cool.
That is always a follow-up question. But the reason why I'm saying this is because when people ask me, who are you? One of the things that I discover about myself, and this has happened with friends, with business, with everything, I am the person that can see you fully. And so many of us, we are like, I don't know what I'm good at. Like, we know what our business is, right? Like, oh, I'm a realtor. Oh, I am a coach. I'm a life coach. I'm a sleep consultant, whatever it is, right, that you do. Okay, but this is like you, Brian, like this is what you're amazing at. And I'm so good at seeing that. And it took me so long to actually do that for myself. And when I did, it exploded in my life in so many beautiful ways. So that's how I always start with this story, because that's who I am. I am the person that can see you fully, not just for your business, but like that brand, that change, that impact that you want to make in the world and bring it together for you and put a bow on top.
I love it because at the end of the day, it's all about impact and we all have an impact to make. And I think all too often we're discounting all of that past experience that we've had. I mean, I totally relate to this. You know, my journey started as one thing. Now I'm doing something totally different. But what that career that I worked in for years prior gave me was the experience that's been invaluable now in growing my business. So leaning into really that self-awareness, self-discovery piece as to what are our superpowers?
Right? That's literally the first step with all of my clients, but I want to actually share something about that. When I first started my business, when I went full-time on my business, I actually didn't tell anybody that I used to be a bartender. And it was kind of like the thing where I was trying, like, because I was so known in that industry. Like, when I first, you know, went deep into personal branding, I was doing all the things to kind of like shove anything that can find me on Google that said bartender, bartender. There were YouTube videos. There were so many things. Now it's being, obviously, I've been on stages. I spoke and like, I have a book, like all these other things. So it got hidden, right? Like you have to go pages back. But at the beginning, I was hiding. And I was sharing recently with a group of people, and I was like, you know, the reason why I believe I can read people and the reason why I believe that I can see the way is not just who I am, but it's also all those years behind the bar and performing.
Yeah.
And like so many people, they're like, oh, but what people are going to think if they know X about me? And I'm like, well, that one thing might be the reason why actually people connect with you.
Yes. People buy from people, and we forget about the human connection piece.
Yes,
All those
yes,
pieces
yes.
of our past that we discount, that is so powerful, especially in this sea of sameness that we're living in. Everybody
Oh.
wants to, you know, keep up with the trends and this, that, and the other. But at the end of the day, your story is what makes you stand out.
Yeah,
That
your brand
makes
is your story,
you.
it's your brand.
Right.
Let's actually dive in into that because I'm so passionate. So
Yes.
you started and you were talking about like, okay, and I want to make this clear. We all need visibility. We
Right.
all need visibility. But I think that the biggest issue that we are having as in the online world, especially, is we are doing all these efforts to put ourselves out there. We're burning ourselves out. Oh my God, I am going to be on every podcast. I'm going to be on every, I don't know, networking event. I'm going to show up on social media 58 times a day. And then we forget what it's coming out of our mouth. The
Yes.
wording, literally the messaging, okay? But I wanna always say it in layman's like words. What it's coming out of your mouth is what makes the difference. And when we talk about authority, like a lot of people are like posting on social media, they are going to the events and they're like, this is what I do. This is what I do. This is what I do. Okay, why are you the best to do what you do? I don't want to hear what you do alone. You earlier asked me, right? Like who are you and what you do? And my answer was, let me tell you a story. And let me tell you why, what I can, I told you who I can help and what I can do for you without telling you I'm a personal branding coach and I'm a personal branding photographer. I mean, that's great to have all those titles, but why are, I want to know from the people in front of me, why are you the person most qualified to help me?
Yeah, it's that simple. It's hard.
It's hard and it's simple. So it's simple, but it's not easy.
Exactly. That's the perfect way to put it. And I really
So,
love how, yeah, go ahead.
no, go, because I know you're coming with a question and I want to answer it.
So I think so often it's that connection, that storytelling, leading with your story. That's instantly building that know, like, and trust. We're
Yeah.
connecting our story to part of your story now. We're
Yeah.
seeing ourselves and you and realizing, you know what? If she could do it, so can I.
Yeah. Well, let's actually talk a little bit. So this is how I love to define the whole authority and trust. A storytelling brings trust. Like if you think, and I'm not sure if you have kids, but like if you have kids and why they love stories is because our brain is wired to hear stories. And when we find a story that we can connect, right? For me, one of the ones that I use all the time is when I'm speaking or something, I'm like, you know, in my 9 to 5, well, 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. And people are like, oh, well, because at the end of the day, it was the same. I was in a six-figure job that I was probably the best in the U.S. at what I did. I was stuck. I was unfulfilled. Same story than a lot of my clients that come from corporate. It didn't change, right? So the moment that I started telling that story, these women were relating to me, and up until then, there was a gap, like who I was, like and people were not really connecting, right? But this was coming all from me. Now that is the trust piece, but the other part is the authority, which is how, what are you showing to people? Like, and I actually went on a binge with your podcast because I knew I was going to be here. And you're constantly teaching people, right? We are teaching people like different things that can help them with whatever it is that we do. But then the secret is also how are we doing it different? And I want for your listeners to actually hear this loud and clear. I always tell people that it's three types, and you're going to hear this from everybody, educational, entertaining, like conviction or whatever. But this is the thing. Everybody else and their mother were all teaching something on social media. So that's not going to separate you from the rest. What is going to separate you from the rest, grab your pen, is your opinions and how you're different, not how you're better. I don't want to hire a better coach that I had hired before that didn't work for me. I want to hire a coach that's doing things different, that is innovating, that is going to teach me something I don't fucking know. Sorry.
Yes.
Right? So when it comes to people showing their authority, what I always tell them is start by teaching. That's great. We all need to be teaching because that's how you demonstrate your knowledge. But the piece that people are missing is, and now tell me how you help me apply all of these that you're teaching me in a different way.
Yes. Yes.
And then tell me your story. Tell me your story because I want to trust you. And the only way to trust somebody is to see through their soul.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. That's powerful. Now, how do you suggest somebody that's listening? They're going, okay, I hear this, but I'm ashamed of my story. I don't know how much of my story that I want out there. How does someone begin to work through that? Because it does take a lot of inner work.
Yeah, a lot of inner work. So yeah, a lot of what I do actually with my clients, it's inner work. And I'm sure that yours too, from even like, you know, tapping and meditation and hypno and stuff like that. However, this is what I tell my people. Identify the story, the reason why you're doing what you're doing first. Because people teach you to build your story in different ways. But this is the way I personally love doing it. There is a reason why you're doing what you're doing. This is not because I want to make more money, because I want to leave my job. That's not the reason. This is the reason in your heart, the moment that you had a transformation, right? And you said, oh shit, this could help so many people. So for me, I'm going to share mine because I think this is very illustrative, is even though I was in business, I wasn't sharing my story. I was completely doing personal branding photography at the time, and I wasn't really teaching personal branding. What happened was I felt lost. I felt really lost. I didn't know what my essence, I didn't know my genius. I couldn't see how I was even different. Okay. So there was a moment where my worlds collided, and before doing personal branding photography, I did portraits. And one of my clients was, hey, I'm starting this business. And this was like her third business. And I really want to bring what you did with us in portraits, that you were storytelling and you were asking us all these questions. What did we like as a family and stuff like that? But I want to do that for my business because I want to do photos where I can tell stories of how I'm going to be working with these new clients. And I remember she told me that, and I was like, that's what I love doing. And this person was my first personal branding photography client, but I wasn't doing personal branding photography at the time. And that's kind of how it started. And then I started bringing, right, these like storytelling and asking people, and like, oh my God, and this photo, you can post about this and you can post about that. So then I want you to think for you, right, for the listener, there is a reason. Like for me, it was, oh my God, I was so fucking lost. People need to learn this. People need to learn how to tell their story, why they're different. Like, how are we showcasing what we're doing? And this fire in my belly kind of started happening that I didn't even know it existed, right? Because I literally went from confused. And when you're confused, you're lost. And when you're lost, money's not coming because you're throwing spaghetti at the wall. I'm going to try this and I'm going to try that. I'm going to talk about this today and tomorrow I'm going to talk about that. And then, yeah, it might be all related, but there is no real strategy to it. So the moment I started doing this, my business started growing. And I actually started talking why I were telling stories through their photos, why I actually started talking about why I wasn't doing any kind of editorial photography, because that's not my style at all. And I love it to look at it, but I would never shoot that. And what happened was people started reaching out. Oh my God, I love what you said because I did a photo shoot and this is how it went. And the photos are beautiful, but I can't reuse them for my business. Or this is what happened to me. And this, and I was like, oh my God, there is something here. And that evolved. This was like 6 to 7 years ago. This has evolved into a full personal branding academy. But this is the thing. I want you to ask yourself, why is the reason you're doing what you're doing that actually put your heart on fire? And then connect it to your people. How is that piece? So in my case, I just literally gave you the seed, right? My people were feeling also lost. We're feeling like, oh my God, I have all these pretty photos, but none of them, like, what am I going to do with this in social media? It's just me looking at the camera, or it's me like looking all sexy, right? Like I can't do anything with these photos. And when I started talking about that, people started showing because I'm literally telling my own story. And the same happens to people. That's where you start, right? Like, how do you identify that story? Now, you also asked me, how do they know how much to talk about? And I'm going to give you an answer that most people don't like, which is this. You have to talk about your story to actually start realizing which parts actually connect to your people and which ones don't. And most people feel so ashamed and so vulnerable, but this is the thing. If you are a heart-centered business, and I know if you're listening to this podcast, you are, because, you know, we're all the same. If you started your business because you thought, oh my God, I can actually help people with this, there is not too much to the story. So this is how we work through this with my clients. I always tell them, take the temperature. I start with a little bit and share it. And share it for maybe a week or two. And when I say share, it could be on your stories. It could be a post. Maybe you go to a networking event, right? And you start introducing these. And you start feeling how it feels for you. But then you also start listening how it's landing with other people. Is it actually landing? Because some parts of your story are not going to land. Some parts of their story, people are going to be like, next.
Right.
Right? So is this like closing for you?
Yes. I love it. I love it because I agree 100%. It all starts with clarity. It all goes back to that clarity. And it is a hard process to gain that clarity. And we all have those moments of clarity happen to us in different ways. But I love this idea of leaning into your story, listening to how others are responding, gauging that temperature. So that way you're not just word vomiting all over them. Yeah. So they're going, oh my gosh.
Okay, I love that because one of the things that, like, especially if you're in the first maybe 2-3 years of business, and I know a lot of your people are there, they grew their business, they are in a good place, but now they're kind of going crazy, right? They're doing all the things. And okay, and part of that, I think, is also revising everything that we're talking about. Because when you first start a business, all you want to do is make sales. Let's actually be honest about this.
Yeah.
You don't know, you may not know all of these that we are talking about that you even needed. You don't understand how to really attract. You're like, I'm doing the thing. I'm getting out there. Now I had a few clients and now you're like, okay, what is next? And now he's starting to like plateau, right? Like kind of like that was happening to me with like photography too. When I first started, before I started coaching or consulting. And one of the biggest things is like going back to the drawing board, slowing down and looking at your business as a whole. And I know you talk a ton about this. Like I actually like caught a few episodes of this. And I was like, oh, she's speaking to my soul too. Because the thing is, we start seeing our businesses grow and we forget again, that people buy from people they know, they like, and they trust. But that growth, that next level, is not coming from you pushing and you like making 100, I don't know, like cold calls or whatever it is that you do in your industry. It could be cold outreach on Instagram or whatever it is. It's going to come from you attracting more people that actually are already aligned with who you are. And that comes to your down to your story. That comes to you demonstrating that authority. But then people are trusting you because they're connecting with you. They're hearing from you. They're listening to your story. They're listening. They're kind of getting this glimpse inside of your life and who you are outside of your business.
Yes. Yes. Oh my gosh. I could not have put it any better myself. It's not a visibility problem. It's an authority and trust problem. And when you learn to embrace your story and lean into it, that right there will give you exponential growth in your business.
Yeah. And I'm gonna kind of like cap it and put a bow to it, right? So I want you to think about this in all these different stages. So like your story catapults the reason why you are that person, that authority, because you start talking. So let's say I'm talking about personal branding, your authority, all of this. Okay, why am I the person to actually teach you this? Well, I lived it.
Yes.
Right? I lived it. And this is what happened to me. And this is like, and the other thing, the other piece of the authority that I want to talk about is, you mentioned it earlier, is the inner work. Because so many of us, we look at other people, we're like, oh, but she's awesome. Well, so are you. The thing is, you can see, right, the label of the jar that you're in, or the like. I want you to think of yourself and your business as a personal brand. It's a package. You are a package, but you can see outside of your package. So it's like you trying to be inside of the box and read the label. And I think that what people don't realize is that you have something already inherently beautiful about you. Like the uniqueness of everybody's life, it's giving you that authority. The moment you're like, okay, start asking questions. What are my opinions about this? What do I truly think about this? Because for me, this was a hard one. I remember, I still till this day, I'm like, I don't want to scroll. I don't want the noise. I want, because the more I scroll, the more I'm like, oh, because that coach is doing that. And that, I'm no, that's not what I think. That's not how I want to teach it. That's not my idea. Close your eyes and be, what do I actually think about whatever it is that your expertise is? Like, maybe, right? Maybe you're a life coach. Maybe you're a hypnotherapist. Maybe whatever it is. What are your own opinions? That is where you lean to talk about this authority. Hey, you need to learn these three things to do X, Y, and Z, but this is my take on it.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Because what's happening is when we're scrolling, when we're constantly consuming, we're starting to adopt everyone else's goals as our own. And then it's like all this strategy out there. Yeah, it can all work. We want to know.
But you need to stick to something.
Right, exactly.
Oh my God, I just did on my stories. I just put this on my stories because I was at the gym and somebody did a video of me and she sent it to me. And she was like, oh, this could be awesome for your content. I was like, oh my God, this is so freaking perfect. Because I started a new workout routine and literally every week I have been adding weight. And I'm like, oh my God, this is so amazing because it's the same exercises, the same thing. It's fucking working. Like, I'm getting stronger. I can literally see I'm getting stronger on the numbers. And I was like, oh, this is the perfect analogy.
It is.
This is the perfect analogy, because the thing is, people are trying, I'm going to go live. I'm going to go on my stories. I'm going to go talk. Okay, what are you talking about? Like, can we bring all down into why the intentionality behind every single action you're doing in your business? Because then, like you actually say, you're doing all the things, but you're not doing anything.
Yeah. Yeah. You've got to be intentional. Your time and your energy are your two most valuable assets. And when you're doing all of the things, you're doing nothing. So
I think there is also a mind fuck, sorry.
Mm-hmm. No,
But it's such
true.
a mind fuck when it comes to the whole brand story and the whole messaging, because people don't have guidelines, right? So the way I actually teach these to people is we need to write all these things down so you actually can become a broken record. And they're like, what? What? And I'm like, yeah. Like, you don't want to say a million things once. You want to say one thing a million times in a million different ways, but it's the same concept. And I think that's where people get really tripped up because they're like, oh, but like people are not gonna, like they're gonna get bored. I'm like, people don't even know what you're talking about, girl.
Exactly.
I love you. People don't even know. They are not gonna know until they hear you a million fucking times and they put the whole concept together that you by you repeating yourself in different ways from different point of views, who is it for? How does it work? Whatever it is you are putting out there, right? That's when you build that authority, because that authority gets built by repetition.
Yes. Yes. Put in the reps and get the results.
Yeah.
Oh. Ati, this was such an incredible conversation. I just love your energy. It's absolutely contagious. You brought so much value to our listeners today. How can we get into your world? What do you have coming up? Tell us all the things.
I love, love, love. So this is so timely. So I have a 5-day training that is coming up. It starts April 22nd, and it's called the Ultimate Personal Branding Bootcamp. This is for any woman that is feeling like, okay, so I went through my first year of business. I made sales. I'm making some money, but I'm threading, right? Like my messaging is not right. I don't know what to say. I'm posting, but it's not taking traction. Like she doesn't really know what she stands for yet, right? She knows, but she's not putting it out there, right? And this person wants to attract people that are ready to fucking work with her. She's like done with like working with just taking clients for the money. And the reason why I say that is because we all went through that stage. She wants to find clients that do the work. She wants to find clients that are ready to pay her. She wants to find clients that that she truly loves working with. And the Ultimate Personal Branding Bootcamp is happening April 22nd. You can find all the information on my website, www.atigreenspan.com/branding bootcamp. I'll give you the link. And it's $33. And I'm going to say something about that because it used to be free and people did not take action. So the reason we're charging $33 is because I want you to commit yourself. I want you to commit to actually showing up, doing the work, and it's an energy exchange. I'm going to tell you, I have been told by people that have taken this bootcamp that this is worth thousands of dollars. And I know it. So that is my most coveted training. I love doing it. It's live. You get to coach with me for 5 days.
Oh my gosh, what an incredible value. I mean, think about it. It's like $6 a day. You're probably spending that on coffee right now.
Yeah. And this is the thing, like, this is how I do things. I will coach you like you're a paid client of mine. And that was kind of like the idea behind like charging $33, right? Like, I want to coach you as you're my client for those 5 days because you are.
Exactly.
Literally, you just hire me for $33.
I love it. Oh my gosh. Get into Ati's world. Go give her a follow over on social. Sign up for the boot camp. You owe it to you.
Yeah, come listen to the podcast, which I'm going to send you an invitation to bring you into my podcast because I need to have you. And like everything in my world is a BU brand, right? Everything I speak is bringing more of who you are into the world. So you can find me at t.g.branding, the BU Brand podcast. My programs are the BU Brand Academy. Everything is BU. I have an event that it's in September, a live event conference here in Vegas. If you want to come to Vegas, like get out of Ohio for a little bit.
You see the sun for once.
So yeah, come tell me you found me here.
I love it. Ati, thank you so, so much. I appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule for being such a light in this entrepreneurial space because we all need to lean into that superpower, which is being ourselves, being you.
Yeah.
That's what will make you stand out in a noisy world. Thank you so much again. I appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
And until next time, cheers to making the money you want so you can create the impact you desire. Are you loving what you're hearing? Do us a favor and hit that subscribe button so you don't miss an episode.